Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. From the heights of the Bell Tower at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris to unused subway tunnels in New York City, author Moses Gates shares stories of his urban explorations later on Cincinnati Edition. And 20 minutes from now, career consultant Andrea Kay shares tips from her new book, How to Get Your Next Job. With Republicans voting yes and Democrats voting no, state representatives okayed a proposed two-year state budget for Ohio this week. Among the controversial issues, expanding Medicaid, a tax cut, and sex education in schools. Here are two reports. First, State House correspondent Joe Ingles.
Something called gateway sexual activity had been a hot topic around the State House this week. Many lawmakers said an amendment, which would have prohibited sex educators from talking about masturbation, was in itself out of touch with mainstream thinking. Ohio House Finance Chair Ron Amstutz said he himself had questions about the proposal. So lawmakers passed a plan to get rid of that controversial sex ed amendment, at least for now. Lawmakers added something to the budget bill as well. Legislators had already removed Governor Kasich's proposed expansion of Medicaid from the budget, but Democrats, faith leaders, and business leaders lobbied hard to get that expansion back in the budget. While lawmakers didn't do that, they voted to add a new health care option. It would allow the state to seek a waiver from the federal government, study options for a few months, and return with a new plan this fall, aimed at getting more insurance coverage for low-income Ohioans. Republican State Representative Mike Davila said there's a difference between health care and health insurance, and he said this further study could result in more poor people being able to buy private insurance.
The future of Medicaid in Ohio must not be a knee-jerk reaction to the whims of extremists or health care lobbyists. That's why I remain committed to working with my colleagues in the General Assembly to evaluate all viable options for offering quality health care at sustainable costs to those most in need.
In the end, the Republicans' proposal to study health care options passed with support from both parties. But Democrats, like House Minority Leader Armin Budish, made it clear that they would prefer expansion of Medicaid to 275,000 more low-income Ohioans.
We had the opportunity to do the right thing today, not to just kick the can down the road, not empty promises, as this amendment proposes.
One controversial provision that stayed in the budget bill would reprioritize federal funding for family planning. Backers of Planned Parenthood said it would essentially defund the organization's federal dollars to provide contraceptive care. But they promised to continue to fight the move as the budget now heads to the Senate. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
And I'm Bill Cohen. The House-passed plan would cut Ohio's graduated income tax 7%. A couple oversimplified examples of the impact: families with annual incomes around $63,000 would save an average of about $140. Those earning about $500,000 would save on average nearly $1,900. Republicans said, yes, the wealthy would get the biggest break dollar-wise, but that's because they pay in the most. And as State Representative Jim Beeke contended, more money in their pockets would boost the economy.
And they're the ones that are the job creators. And so it helps everybody. When you have lower taxes and you have more jobs created, the rising tide lifts all boats. It helps everybody.
Now, the critics like to call that trickle down.
And trickle down works. It's always worked.
To Democrats in the minority, trickle down economics has never worked. And they said the 7% across-the-board income tax cut was unfair to the middle and lower class. Mike Foley said while middle-class families might get a $50 break, the poor would get virtually nothing, and the rich would reap a bonanza.
So the top 1% will get $2,721 in tax cuts back. The bottom 20% will get $2.45.
Foley proposed limiting the income tax cut to those earning less than about $100,000 a year and making it a 10% cut for those below the threshold, but majority Republicans tabled the idea. Off the House floor, GOP State Representative Richard Adams argued all Ohioans deserve a tax cut.
A lot of people believe that they can spend their money a lot better than what the government can spend it.
And Jim Beeke added a 7% income tax cut should be just a start.
Keep methodically heading towards the goal,
which is
to get rid of the personal income tax.
Bill Cowan at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.